Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your heart. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you are at home and when you are walk the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on your door frames of your houses and on your gates.
The way it should work in church is that you have a passage of scripture and you read that and you let it inspire you and you preach about that. Unfortunately, some Sundays you have a topic first and then you have to find scripture. I think that scripture was very appropriate as we're ending another summer season of Drift Creek Camp, where we do teach our children about things. It's a good setting for that. Drift Creek, I think, is over for the summer. Yes, we've had many people in our congregation participate, both as counselors, as campers, as builders, as board members. Gary has contacted some of you, and I'm not going to say your names in case somebody just chickens out and doesn't want to come up. No one will know except to me. But I'll ask you if you have been asked. Maybe you can come sit up front and just take turns coming up and briefly sharing. You might have lessons from Drift Creek. You might have information about Drift Creek, and we'll follow it all with a slideshow of pictures of the past. So that is our Sunday morning sermon time. So who'd like to go first? I'll let you fight it out. Oh, wow, they're all sitting.
It's appropriate for me to go first because my part of the sermon is more by way of public service announcement, I think. So our congregation is blessed with three Drift Creek Camp board members, myself, Dave Detweiler, and Karen Thiessen. And I asked Tony and Brenda, the directors, what I should share this morning, since this Sunday morning is themed for Drift Creek Camp. And there are a couple things that came up. One, there is a weekend coming up where they are looking for help with food service. And this happens to be the weekend that Mennonite Women is doing a sister care training. So I'm putting this out here, especially for you men in the congregation that are intensely curious about what happens at a sister care training. We are looking for kitchen volunteers for the weekend of September 28 through 30. September 28 through 30. The other thing I wanted to share with you this morning is more a long-term thing. Throughout the past several years, we've been sort of wrestling with the fact that we knew at some uncertain date that the North Creek culvert would need to be replaced. And you may recall several years ago, there was another culvert further up the camp road that was replaced. And we had to compress our camping schedule, and also the camp lost a lot of later rental income from later in the summer. So we anticipate that the same thing is going to happen, but for the last several years, we didn't know when it would happen because the project was contingent on efforts to raise funds. And so the Forest Service has now confirmed that this will happen in the summer of 2019. It's a good news, bad news situation. The good news is that the culvert really needs to be replaced and that it will have great ecological benefits for fish passage. And also, it's good that now we have information that we can plan on. But the bad news is that the camp will lose rental income, and we'll probably have to run camp on a compressed schedule again. So if you're looking for ways to hold up the camp in your prayers and financially, there probably will be some needs next year.
Dave Detweiler, as Chris mentioned, I'm a board member out there and been on the board for, I don't know, about the last 9 years. You know, just facility-wise, there's a lot of needs, a lot of upkeep on the camp. You know, the camp celebrated 50 years about 7 or 8 years ago. So, and a lot of things have been done, but the current major project is the replacement of the caregiver house. That little A-frame that was at the as you came into camp on the right there, and several people from Albany have been involved in, you know, taking that old caretaker cottage down because there were ferns and trees growing out of the roof and water damage, and so we've been working on a new caretaker house, and I've been heading up that project as much as I can, and it's framed up. We have siding on it, but there's still a lot of work to be done, and a lot of work has been done by volunteers. But the roof, metal roofing, is supposed to go on the week after this. I think the 6th, 7th, 8th of August. So that's a next major step. But you know, at times I tap some shoulders and ask if we can go along and help out. Chris and I went out a couple of weekends ago and finished up some siding project there. So you know, camp, it's a great ministry, and in fact this year I took my two of my grandsons along to Parent and Me camp to get them exposure. And then my son, well, both our sons and my brother then worked on the caretaker cabin while the kids were at camp. But the kids had a good time, got exposed to camp, and you know, are excited about going back again next year. So looking forward to that. So if you you know, if you want to contribute or help out with camp, we're still fundraising for the caretaker house. If you have the skills and the time and want to contribute that way, we're certainly welcome to have some assistance that way as well. Thank you.
Logan Norden, I've been a camper and a teen volunteer and a cook a few times at Drift Creek. And so the main valuable thing that I get out of Drift Creek camp as a camper is the community and fellowship there, how everyone can just be themselves and be real. And I think that's really valuable. And then also hearing the stories of other people, how their lives are from all across Oregon and other states and countries even. It's just really amazing to me that how Drift Creek brings people together. And I'm so glad that I can go there and that we as a community support them. Thank you for that.
This is Andrew Nord, for any of you that don't know. I've been a camper at Drift Creek for the past 12 years. I've been a counselor for the past 3 and a teen volunteer for before that. And so to kind of echo what Logan said from more of a counselor perspective, Drift Creek is really, really, really an incredible place for building community. There are a lot of people, a lot of campers that go to Drift Creek that have a really rough time living at home. Their parental situation is rough, or they don't have parents, they're guardians, or they're in foster care. There's a lot of different situations that we see at Drift Creek. And as a counselor, that's hard to deal with sometimes, because there's a lot of kids that act out a lot. They aren't as socially aware as a counselor would hope, but of course they're also like 10 years old, so what can you do? But just seeing, like, we're at camp for 5 days total, and seeing the transformation that happens to these children from day one to day five is incredible, and it makes the entire thing worth it, all of the stress and tears and bloodshed. Hopefully that doesn't happen, but sometimes it does. And it makes it so worth it. There were a lot of kids this year, just one kid. This isn't his actual name, I'm just going to call him Ben because I like that name. Ben came to camp, and he had recently moved out of Oregon. He'd lived in Oregon his entire life, and he moved out of Oregon to somewhere in the Midwest, which was like the opposite of Oregon because it's flat and there's a lot of corn. And he was having a bad time because he didn't really have any friends in his new home, and he was pretty depressed. And he came back to camp, and he'd been coming to camp for, like, I don't know, five or 6 years or something like that. And, like, day one, he came, and no one recognized him at all because, like, normally he's, like, full of joy and extremely energetic, which is awesome and also hard to deal with sometimes, but it's awesome. And then by day five, he was, like, back to his normal self, and it was incredible seeing, like, how just being at camp and around everyone that you know and love for even just 5 days can bring such an incredible transformation in a child's life, and it can make them and their lives a lot happier in the long term and in the short term, and that is really the largest reason why I love Drift Creek. There are like 5 million other reasons, and some of them are almost as big, but I think that is easily the largest reason. The opportunity to improve so many young people's lives and to build a community of people that are from so many different places and backgrounds, and to make it a safe place for everyone to feel free to be themselves and to not be afraid to share their ideas and experiences. And I think that's a really valuable thing that this world needs a lot more of. So Drift Creek is amazing.
Kristen Lichty, I was out at camp for the full summer season. I had been away for a really long time, for about 7 years, but this year Tony and Brenda invited me back to be a part of the leadership team with them and Gabe Barnes. So mostly I was doing a lot of media work, photography, graphic design, and then also doing staff development with the counselors. So setting goals, doing one-on-ones with them, helping lead the staff meetings, and then just other day-to-day administrative work that needed to be done. I was also going to share about community, which Andrew and Logan touched on too, and I think that's a very big part of Drift Creek. Working with the counselors, we had a really new staff this year. Almost all of them, except for one or two, had just graduated high school or their first year of college. And I think it's really special when you can experience community so intensely and in really beautiful ways at a pretty young age. One of the first days of orientation, we had a counselor from Pennsylvania, and he, growing up, he never had a good camp experience. And he said during one of our meeting times or sharing times that already at day three, he just felt that Drift Creek felt like home and the staff already felt like family. And I think that was repeated throughout the summer. Every day we have staff meeting, and it's the biggest portion of the meeting is for the counselors and the staff to all go around and share our highs and lows of the day or the past 24 hours. And you just go through so much. There's so much rejoicing and so much to celebrate. But there's also really hard moments. Like Andrew said, the kids are some of them are coming from really hard situations, or you get news of things happening back home and you don't really know how to deal with it because you are in the middle of nowhere and don't have good communication. And you just keep hearing all of these stories. And I think one of the beautiful things of camp and the counseling staff is that you get to celebrate those great moments of a camper having a really great time and turning their week around, or you can sit with them and be with them as they share their struggles or challenges or things that have been really hard. Our last staff meeting, our final debriefing, we did it up at Inspiration Point. If you've been out at camp before, it's underneath these giant trees and the creek is below. And it was just a really beautiful setting for our final staff meeting. And we came to the realization that it had been less than a month since we had met each other. Most of us kind of knew each other beforehand, but some of them were brand new and had never met others. And just that idea of we became so close in just a month. And so it was so, yeah, almost a little terrifying and just really hard to think about how do you do life when you've shared so much with each other? How do you kind of break apart from that and continue life on? And how do you continue to support each other? And so for me, Drift Creek, one of the biggest things I took away from camp this year was just the importance of community and how the staff at Drift Creek just do it so well and are able to love each other and the campers just in really beautiful ways.